You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Our God is good
all the time.
And
our God is good.
So as the liturgical year gradually comes to an end, the tone of the liturgy sets to call our attention to the end of our individual lives. 2 Sundays from today, this liturgical year will come to an end. Similarly, at a time known to God alone, our earthly existence will come to an end. This may sound sad or scary, yet it remains the truth. So, however, death is even more of a good news, because it is a necessary condition or the only pathway for resurrection. There are also gathering of children from different parts of the world. And the teacher asked what each of those children wanted to become in the future. As expected, the children from technologically advanced countries were the first to raise their hands. One confidently said, "I want to be a doctor." Another one said, "I want to be an engineer." But one of the children, coming from a third world country where infant mortality was very high, raised her hand. When the teacher pointed at her to speak up, she simply said, "I just want to be alive." A strange answer this may sound. However, given the environment in which this child was growing up, there is some wisdom in her answer. If adults were to be asked a similar question, "Where will you want to be, or where would you like to be after death?" I'm sure we will have all kinds of answers. Some will say, "I do not know." Others will say, "I would like to be back in the world in a different form, or as a different person." Yet others will say, "I would like to be alive and happy with my Creator in heaven." I know this is likely going to be the response of everyone here. We all want to be back at the feet of Jesus on the last day, happy with Him forever and ever. So through the years, there have been so many speculations regarding what happens after death. Books and films have been produced to be able to give us a glimpse or some sort of picture of what happens after death. Some famous movies on life after death we may want to consider and watch one Ghost, released in 1990, Defending Your Life, another movie, 1991, What Dreams May Come True, released in 1998, The Five People You Will Meet in Heaven, released in 2004, and lastly, Hereafter, in 2010. If you have a moment and you just want to have an idea of what these movies are all about, just try to Google. It gives us an idea of the kind of thing to expect when we die. These movies express different ideas about life after death. Similarly, many people today have all kinds of ideas regarding life after death. In ancient times, particularly among the Jews, there were two schools of thought regarding the resurrection. The Pharisees, who belonged to one school of thought, believed in the resurrection of the dead. On the other hand, the Sadducees were yet in another school of thought. These groups particularly vehemently are opposed to the notion of the resurrection after death. For them, when you die, that's just the end of it. Nothing happens. You just die. But studies show that belief in the resurrection was held long even before the coming of Jesus. First, this belief was demonstrated when the Lord said to Moses, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." We find this in Exodus 3:6. So mentioning the names means that even though these patriarchs were dead in the sight of the world, they are indeed alive with God. Secondly, during the persecution of the Jews by King Antiochus, seven brothers and their mother were sentenced to death for refusing to worship the king. Before their death, they expressed their faith in the resurrection of the dead. One of the seven brothers said to the killer squad, "You are cursed fiend. You are depriving us of this present life. But the king of this world will see us up to live again forever." One of the other brothers added, "It is my choice to die at the hands of men with the hope God gives of being raised up by him." So this sad event took place about 160 years before the birth of Jesus. These brothers and their mother had a strong conviction about the resurrection and life after death. Nothing clarified the concept of resurrection more than the teaching and the resurrection of Jesus after death. The Sadducees came to pose a question to Jesus to make a mockery of resurrection. They mention a culture where a brother inherited his brother's wife after death. They added by giving an instance where seven brothers died one after the other and married the widow of their brother, one after the other. Their main question was, whose wife Would she be at the resurrection? Jesus made it clear to them that marriage and procreation are a necessity only in the present world. But in the life hereafter, those who resurrect would become like angels and can no longer die. This is to say that the pattern of life in heaven is different from the values of life on earth. When Jesus was on his way to raise Lazarus from death, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, yet shall live. And whoever believes in me shall never die." We find this text from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 25. So these words, my dear friends, dismiss the pathological pessimism of the Sadducees, who think there is nothing more after death. In the second reading, St. Paul prayed for the grace of final perseverance, so that we may be able to overcome evil and persist in doing good. This is a call to be ever more prayerful. The more prayerful we are, the more powerful we will be to do good and to overcome evil. And so we need to always keep the end in view and the resurrection too. It was St. Thomas Aquinas who once said, "The best approach to life is to keep the end in view." We cannot afford to forget these final realities or live as though they were mere fiction. The article on the Christian faith states, "I believe in the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come." The next few minutes, we will be reciting the creed, and this constitutes an article of faith wherein all of us, as a people of faith, express our belief in the resurrection. The resurrection is also a statement of hope, which says the dead shall live. Those who fall will rise again. Those who sit in darkness shall see a great light. The world today, my dear friends, is full of tragic stories of people who rise and fall. The resurrection story turns tragic stories into meaningful stories when it points to the fact that in death, believers fall and rise. Our ultimate and blessed hope is to be alive and happy after our sojourn here on earth. The Catechism teaches that the four last things on earth are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. That we shall die is certain, incontrovertible. That we shall be judged after death is also certain. But what reward we shall get after judgment is known only to God. However, Jesus tells us in the parable of the last judgment in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, 31 through 46, that the reward we get after judgment depends on what we do in this life. Therefore, my friends in Christ, to live gloriously like angels. When we die, we must live presently like saints. If we live a good life here on earth, we shall live in happiness for eternity. Therefore, we need to begin to prepare ourselves for that life that never ends, because life goes on after death. So we have the time and the opportunity today. We may not have it tomorrow. So let us pay heed to the warning of Jesus in Matthew 24:42. You too must stand ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.